Welcome to the Native Broadcast Network with the Native Guys.
I'm Russ.
And I'm Trilby.
Welcome to the Powwow Trail with the Native Guys. Hoo-cha!
You got it right, Silver?
But you might want to see this.
What's going on?
It's a powwow.
Hey, look up in the sky.
It's an eagle.
No, it's a buffalo.
Wait, wait. It's just
the Native Guys.
Welcome to blogtalkradio.com /nativeguy on the Native Broadcast Network. And welcome back to the Powwow Trail Episode 2 with Trilby and Russ, live from the snagging capital of Indian Country, the LFK.
Wait a minute, Trilby.
Yeah, what's
up? I've heard a lot of people ask me and wonder, what in the world is the LFK?
All right. Well, the LFK, for those who don't know, is Lawrence freaking Kansas.
Oh.
But I did change that middle word there for the younger viewers, so.
Gotta respect our younger viewers.
Yep.
And listeners. So, you know what, Trilby? I bet you it was one busy week this past weekend on the Powwow Trail, and I sure hope that no one or any of our listeners came home with those hickeys on their neck, or at least those that can be seen. So, how about you? Have you got any hickeys on your neck or what?
Oh, no, none for me this weekend, man. It was too hot where I went. But, you know what, let me give our viewers a little advice that Rush once shared with me from back in his old Haskell days. He said, Trilby, the secret to hickeys is location, location, location. That's why I prefer the armpit. No visual evidence.
Holy, that's so rugged. I don't know why I gave you that advice. But let me tell you what, the main thing that you do is about that location is to make sure that they got deodorant on.
Because
if they don't have deodorant on, it could really make you gag.
Oh. All right. You know what? We're getting into another episode for future reference.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Russ. You're a little crazy there, man.
You're the crazy one. You're the one who was telling me about that story. Why did I even tell you that anyway?
I don't remember. It was a good story, though.
It was a good story. Hey, welcome to the Powwow Trail Episode 2. What's going on with you today, Trilby?
Oh, not much. It's actually nice today, man. I was last night at home. I was listening to some of the recordings I did, dancing out in my yard. So hopefully, newscasters got that. I think I'm doing a rain dance or
you
something.
You probably were. It's been all kind of rain here. At least you didn't get flooded out. I got scared out of my bed last night. Come all that lightning and thunder. Holy moly!
Yeah. It rained pretty hard up on the res too. So it was pretty good.
Holy moly! Last time I was up on the res, you guys' creeks were so cool. I was afraid of not getting home. I don't want to be stuck up there. Hey, God, I'm just kidding.
If you do ever get stuck up there, though, man, a safe place to go is the casino, man. Just make sure to take your debit.
God dang.
No EBT or what?
No EBT.
Dang. I want my EBT. Hey, anyways, it's been a hard week, I bet, for everybody, and it's time to wind down and get on a powwow trail. You know what, Chilby? Some of the things that are going on, we asked earlier in the week and during our session before we got prepared for today's episode, and we asked people what's their favorite memories of the powwow trail. How was the response to that? I got some pretty good responses. What do you think?
Yeah, I did too. I had some pretty good responses from all over, you know, California, Arizona. You know, I got some pretty good responses out there.
So. Yeah, I did too. A lot of mine, though, because I'm from the Southwest, like I say, and a lot of ours are from the Southwest areas and those areas. And boy, howdy, the powwow trail. I keep thinking about how different it is, again, northern and southern style. I started thinking about the powwow trail the first time I was on, and boy, howdy, we're getting ready next weekend for one of our most annual dances of all, the Conwell Gore Clan there in Carnegie Park. And that's one of my most fondest memories, 5 years old, going down to that park. And I stood out in the middle of the road and stop traffic so I can help my cousin across the street. That was pretty fun. That was one of my best memories of the powwow, though.
Yeah. One of the responses I got was about a powwow down in San Fernando Valley. It was at the Bob Hope Movie Ranch.
Oh.
So I bet that was pretty cool to
it
go
was,
to.
I bet.
Yep, I guess he owned some Western Movie Ranch long ago and had that little town out there at Calvary Fort. And he had put some powwows on out there, I guess. So that must have been pretty cool.
I bet you that was cool, putting some powwows on out that way. You know, I bet you there's a lot of powwows going on this weekend, too. And I bet you people are ready to make their memories on the powwow trail. Hey, who's sponsoring us today? Isn't that pretty cool?
Yeah, today's show is sponsored by Fry Bread, keeping your snags round, brown, and greasy since the 1500s. So come on out and get some fry bread at any local powwow and let them know that they're one of our sponsors, and see if you get a discount.
Yeah, you probably not. They'll probably just look at you and say, who the heck?
Yeah, who the heck are the native guys?
Native guy, I don't know. I don't remember sponsoring them. I'm sad because we don't have none to give out to anybody either.
Oh, no, that would have been good. Now, that's a live event we have to do some days, giving out free fry bread.
Yeah, are you going to cook it?
I could. Might not come out that good, but I could still cook the fry bread.
God dang it. I'm going to tell you my first fry bread story. I was trying. I was like, man, I can do it just like my aunties and them. And I tried to mimic them. I had no clue. But I tell you, I did make the biggest lump of flour that anybody could ever make. I don't think it was fry bread, though, that I made.
Fry bread. Yeah, man. Well, I know, like, when we used to be in a hurry, we would take the Pillsbury biscuits.
Yeah.
And open them up, you know, the kind that pop when you open them. Just flatten those out and cook those like fry bread, man. Those are some good, quick, under a minute fry bread if you ever need it bad.
Is that fry bread? Does that count as holy? I never heard of that.
It's actually pretty good, man. When it's like when it's 120 degrees out and you light up that grease, you know, it gets real hot in the house. So
does our studio producer in there? Do you believe that? No, he's just looking at us like we're crazy.
That's not fry bread.
That's not fry bread when you push it down from a biscuit roll.
It works, though. It works.
So tell us one of your stories about one of your favorite powwow memories there, Chilby.
Well, let's see here. I have quite a few of them. But one I do remember is we had a drum group that we used to travel all over the place. And we was up in this is about 1984. We're up in Ethatee, Wyoming. And back then, when they would call our drum group up, we'd get recorders, two or three drums before we even started. So one year, I remember I had to get in there, and no one would let me in, so I had to crawl on the ground between people's legs to get into the drum group. So that was pretty cool. I remember that used to happen a lot, is going to powwows, and they'd call up our drum group, and, you know, we'd have five, six rows of recorders out there. That's when cassette tapes were brand new, so that was the new technology back then.
Best technology at the time, cassette tapes. Make that bootleg powwow tape, innit?
Yep. And then another one is powwows long time ago, because we used to travel from, you know, like I said in our last episode, we traveled from May to September, and we would take a teepee with us, but all we had to do was carry the canvas part, because powwows back then, they used to supply teepee poles.
people who would bring up teepees, and some powwows even supplied they pay you to set up their teepees. Crow Fair was one of them. They used to pay you to set up a teepee. You know, they have it. Their big thing now is about teepee capital of the world and stuff. But yeah, a long time ago, the powwows used to supply teepee poles, and they'd even, some of the powwows would even pay you to set up your teepee poles.
Man, that would be great. I wish somebody would pay me to set up teepee poles. I probably wouldn't set it up right. You'd get scared if you was in that one. Here, let's listen to a great advice from an elder here. Listen in closely to what he has to say.
All right. When 900 years old you reach, look as good you or not.
There you go. When you understand on that wisdom, when 900 years old on that powwow trail you get, you won't look as great. Great wisdom from
a standoff powwow too used to be one of them that pay you to set up your teepee. So,
good job,
Yoda. That's my homeboy there.
He was giving some great words of wisdom on the powwow trail.
Yeah.
So we're going to get ready to go into a block of songs here pretty soon, Shelby. What are some things that we need to know when we're getting ready to go on the powwow trail before we get ready to listen to this block of songs? Let's hear a few things.
What we talked about last week was, you know, you always need that duct tape. You know, make sure you have that duct tape. You know, you have one or two rolls in there just in case. Long time ago, too, man, everybody had duct tape in their suitcases, man. Nowadays, you get to a powwow, man, you get about 20, 30 people coming running up. You got duct tape? You got duct tape? I'm like, man, come on now. You got to bring your own duct tape. You're a
but
powwow
that's
person.
That's when they run over to them drum singers. Hey, I know you got tape in your bag, guy. I know you got it. Come on.
Yeah, I've even seen a few of the dancers, you know, they'll just unravel some of the duct tape from their drumstick.
That's
to use
the best
it.
Way. That's how I do it. Hey,
yeah. And then, another thing that I remember from powwows a long time ago was drums had the option to sing 4 to 7 verses.
Yeah.
They would give a special out and say, all right, drums, we need a crow hop, 4 to 7 verses, your choice. And I mean, what drum's not going to want to sing 7 verses at a powwow?
I'm going to sing forever if they give me a chance.
Yeah.
Even
that
if
was,
I sound rugged. Hey,
yeah. And then they used to have specials and all night long. You know, that was another thing, too, is I remember powwows a long time ago, they'd be announcing the winners and the sun will be coming up Monday morning. You know, them powwows used to go 4, 5, 6 o'clock in the morning all the time. Nowadays, man, everybody, all these new powwows, man, they get over by 10 or 11 o'clock, you know. I'm just getting warmed up by midnight. I'm ready to dance.
Man. I've been to powwows before that have lasted longer till midnight. I can think of one in Washington. Were we there till 3 in the morning? Wee child, that was the best powwow. And then I had to go to work 3 hours later at 6 in the morning. That was an awesome time.
Oh, yeah, those were good powwows back in the day, man. All 24 hours of powwowing. those are good ones there, man. Those powwows back then, the 49 wouldn't start till about 9 or 10 o'clock in the morning.
God dang it, I know it. Then you'd be looking at each other. Hey, I can see you. Hey, God dang. Mud on your face.
Yeah, that wasn't good for some people trying to snag, though. You know, if you can see their face in the sunlight, you know, that kind of defeats the purpose of it.
That's where that grease came from for that fry bread we were talking about. Golly, holy mother. So, let's go on and take our first break, and we're going to get into this block of songs. All right,
sounds
Chilby?
Good to me.
All right. Have fun, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, Ah, that was a great segment of songs there. What'd you think of that, Chilby?
That was really good, man. Those 49 songs, man, brought back some memories.
God dang, we all love that 49 song. Do you know who any of those were out there listening in? If you can tell us, let Chilby know. Put it on his wall, see if you can guess. And you know what you'll win? Tell him, Chilby.
A fry bread.
Possibly.
Possibly.
Maybe. Yeah, they had it right, though.
Yeah, yeah. The next powwow you see Russ at, just come up and say, hey, I was the winner. I need my fry bread.
I need my fry bread right now. You got that.
Yep.
Even if it's during a song, pull them out.
God dang.
Right in the lead.
Right during that lead. Hey, I need my fry bread.
Yep, yep.
So what'd you think of that? You know, that was pretty good about the powwow trail, hearing that sound of the powwow drum, that powerful music. You know, as a singer, you and I, Chilby, you know, we're both singers on the powwow trail once in a while. I enjoy singing the Kiowa Gourd Dance songs and going around singing those intertribal songs and maybe some Kiowa War Dance songs if I know a few of them. And, you know, I was always taught that the way that those songs and those things, what they meant, the power behind them and the why we sing them, there's reasons behind them, you know. And as a Kiowa, I tell you what, when I hear those songs, the power of that drum, the power of that, and the way it makes you feel, it's something wonderful about the powwow trail, you know, because some of us, the singers, the reason why we sing, it's to help others, you know. That's what I was taught. What about some of the things you know about that drum, Shelby?
Oh, yeah, definitely, you know, it's one thing that we've always talked about is the drum. You know, it's it represents, you know, the heartbeat of Mother Earth. You know, so that's one thing that we've always respected about the drum. And the songs that they make are whoever makes them. Well, just like at the Mayetta powwow, one of my adopted brothers made a song for my niece because she was the outgoing princess. And, you know, there's just so the song that he made, you know, there's just so much meaning behind it because he gave that to her. You know, it makes those songs more powerful when, you know, when you have a personal connection to them. You know, a lot of them sound good, but, you know, there's certain songs that you have more of a connection to because, you know, like we sing a song that me and my dad made for my grandma, you know, on my mom's side, you know. So when we sing that song, you know, it reminds me of her every time we sing it, you know. So it's a lot of heartfelt going that when we sing that goes into that song. But the drums itself, you know, like we were talking about last week was, you know, powwows aren't ceremonial, you know, but there's a lot of tradition in them.
Yeah.
And, you know, the drum is the same way, you know, because, you know, we use like cowhide, horsehide, buffalo hide, whatever used to make them. But, you know, we go buy our lumber at the Home Depot to make them now, you know. So, and then, you know, a long time ago, you know, they used to use whiskey barrels, because it was round, it was easy to use. You know, some people would hollow out trees, you know, and use that. So
I think my dad, before he stopped singing, he used to have one hollowed out of a tree, you know.
Yeah.
And the tree bark would be on the side, so it would, whatever they could use.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. But it don't take away from anything. It's if you make it, you have a much more appreciation, which I was taught, is what I'm trying to get at, is all the drums that we use, you know, my dad showed me how to make them, you know, so I was always, I won't say I'm more proud than other people, but, you know, if I see my drum sitting with no one at the drum, you know, there should always be someone at the drum.
Yeah, I agree with that. That's how we're taught, you know, as people. I appreciate you said that connection to that drum earlier, because there is connection where you feel that spirit and you're helping. You know, I appreciate what I was told and taught about that drum and how it feels, you know, that spirit when you're hitting that drum, as I was told. It could be going out there. And those connections with those songs is a key thing, because some of those songs, like you said, that we sing, they might be just hearing like a pretty beautiful song to others, but to the ones who it means the most, you know, that's where that spirit and that feeling is going to come from. And that's the appreciation about that, what I feel in that connection, like you were saying.
Oh, yeah, and definitely. That's, you know, even like last week I told you, you know, that one thing I learned is to know what you're singing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that plays a big part of it, too, because, you know, you don't want to sing a song that was made for a princess and sing it from Inch Traditional.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know.
I've done it. I'm not going to lie. I'm toward it.
Hey, yeah, so, you know, that's one of those things that where you show respect to your drum that you have is to know all that stuff. And to, I mean, people are going to make mistakes. It's only human. But, you know, if, you know, but.
We are living in a new time period, you know. The traditions are changing with the drum culture and the way we're taught. And you brought out that other point about people sitting around the drums. It bothers me, too, when you see an empty drum. It's just, you know, the traditions are changing.
Oh, yeah.
You can see
that
as well. The cultures today, as we're more into the modern culture, we're mixing our traditional cultures with modern cultures. And those are some of the things. You know, those might be little things to people, but those are the switches, as I see, in the culture today. What do you think?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And, like, even a long time ago, you know, I even seen this drum group, you know, it was a long time between songs, you know, and they were using their drum as a card table.
Oh, I've seen that before.
Yeah, you know, you shouldn't be doing that. I mean, even when if I'm handing someone a water, I won't even, you know, take the water straight across the drum. You know, I go all the way around, you know, just, you know, those are just little things that I've noticed throughout powwows, you know. I don't think you should be using your drum as a card table, you know.
And the one thing we want to let you know, those listening, these are opinions. These aren't the facts or things, you know. We respect other people's views, but these are the things that we as people have been taught, though, who, especially, you and I have been around that drum. These are the things that we've seen, and we have our opinions. But that's the reality, though, that there's some things are done just for the commercialization.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And that's the thing is, you know, everybody listening in, you know, these are our opinions. You know, this is just stuff that I was brought up in. This is the stuff that I believe in. You know, just because what I say may contradict with someone else doesn't mean I'm right, he's wrong, or he's right and I'm wrong. You know, we are all grown up in different ways. But generally, everything is the same, you know, because we're all one people. So.
And that's the one thing that we're trying, because this is the Powwow Trail, ladies and gentlemen. This is episode 2 of why we're on the Powwow Trail, because we all have these cultures that we're sharing with one another today. I don't think it was as big like it was in the 50s and 60s. I don't know. I still would like to do more research. What do you think? We need to get others and learn more about the powwows of the 50s and 60s.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And I was going through some powwow flyers here. You know, another thing that got my attention was a lot of powwows now, you know, the prize money for drums is $10,000, $12,000.
Yeah.
You know, I went to a couple of powwows in Canada where it was actually
$25,000. Yeah.
And, you know, I was like, wow, you know, back in our heyday, you know, 1500 was a big drum contest, you know. You'd have drums, you know, all over the United States saying, where are you going? Oh, you know, this powwow up here has $1,500 drum contest, first place, you know, so that would draw every big drum group in the nation back then. So a lot has changed.
So you said you were talking about some flyers. You got some flyers you want to read out there? What's going on in the powwow? We know there's powwows going on somewhere this weekend. Where are some places that people might be able to go?
Well, I can get into a couple of flyers here, but I know you're patriotic, so how did you feel about Custer's Day yesterday?
It was Custer's Day yesterday. I don't know. I guess the last sight he saw was a bunch of shooting arrows, so it was a good day.
I think it was. I think it was a great day, in Native American history.
It was a great day in Native American history. I know some people don't agree right now because their history is being changed, but, you know, we Native Americans, we have our history, and that was a great day.
Yeah, and that was another, just a quick thing when you were bringing that up, is like someone asked me one time, like, do you have an honor song for the different branches of the military, you know? And, you know, I have no problem with them now, what they did to our people a long time ago, but, you know, and it made some other people realize is like, I was like, no, we don't have veteran songs that talk about the U.S. military. It's all against fighting.
Yeah.
The U.S. military, you know, that's so a lot of our veteran songs that I know are us, you know, is remembrance songs of when we were battling the U.S. military. So.
Well, I know in our tribe we had really great composers who made songs for the Stars and Stripes and for those who went to Desert Storm. So there are modern day today, you know.
Composers
who've made modern days. You think about that great group Black Lodge, you know, they made that veteran song.
Oh, yeah.
You don't want me to sing it, though. I'll tear it up. Hey, God dang. So let's hear about some of them flyers there.
Well, they have the Kalispell Tribe of Indians, the 40th Annual Powwow, July 31st through August 1st and 2nd. That's up on the Kalispell Indian Reservation in Usk, Washington. Our host drum is Bear Creek. Now, that's a good drum group there,
yeah,
too, Bear Creek. And Master of Ceremonies, Dave Madria. Arena Director,
right.
Kobe White. I know. And then, let's see, what else they have? They have Alexis Nation, Nakota Sioux Nation Powwow, July 10th and 12th.
Where's that at?
That's up on the Nakota Sioux Nation.
Nakota Sioux Nation. All right. I don't know where that is, guys. Dang, I think.
And then, well, even this, is it this weekend, they have Tonkawa Tribal Powwow going on.
The Tonkawa.
Yeah. Mm. June 26th, 27th, and 28th.
They got good casino payout, good, right?
I'm not sure. They probably do. Hopefully, I'll find out this weekend.
Aren't you going powwow next weekend as well?
Yeah. Next weekend, I'm heading over to Quapaw.
Oh. Yeah, that would be the same time the Kiowas are having their Gore Clan, their annual. That would be our New Year's. Happy New Year's to my Kiowa relatives next week.
Oh, nice. Heck yeah. Yeah, our New Year's, you know, well, what I was springtime.
Springtime.
You know, because that's when everything is being reborn. That's where the trees come out. That's when a lot of our tribal foods, you know, that's when they start growing. So, you know, that marks the beginning of the new year for us. So.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Sisseton Wapapa, that's coming up too in the 148th annual.
Wow.
July 3rd through the 5th. That should be pretty good.
Lots of powwows coming up on as this nation gets ready to celebrate its holidays. Our tribes are still continuing on.
Oh, yeah.
Our traditions. That's the great thing, you know, about powwows and being on the powwow trails. We're continuing on. Even though this nation celebrates its histories, we have our history, which are, man, like I say, they're great.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And then we got the Sac and Fox Nation Powwow, the 52nd annual, July 9th through the 12th. That'll be down in Oklahoma as well. That powwow. We went to that powwow a couple of years ago, man, and it was a little toasty down there, too. So.
I've been to some powwows where it's toasty. You don't want me to get toasty. I get pretty. Nah, I'm not going to. That's a story for another time. We'll talk about that later.
And then August 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th, Tama, Iowa, the Meskwaki powwow is going on. So
I hear that one's a really good powwow. I've never been there, but I've always wanted to go.
Oh, yeah. I've been up there a couple of times. It was a good powwow. What I like about it, too, is that when I was going there, they had their local host drums as, like, host drums and invited drums.
Oh.
You know, they had, like, five or six drums, you know, like Meskwaki Nation. They brought out the old school RES came out. They were one of the invited drums. And that's what I liked about it. You know, they brought a lot of their local drums in to
be
their invited and host drums.
That's
that was
the way it should be.
Oh, yeah. There was a bunch of good singing that weekend.
That's good. We got a couple more. We got room for a couple more flyers.
Winnebago. Winnebago Powwow 2015 is July 2026.
That's a big powwow.
That is. That's a long powwow, too. That's what, 4 days?
4 days? Wow.
4 days of powwowing?
Ooh.
Oh, that would lose a couple pounds after that powwow. Hopefully.
Man,
that's up in Winnebago, Nebraska.
Pretty hot up there in the Midwest.
Oh, yeah. Definitely up there. And then what do we have here? We have the Independence Day celebration, Red Lake Nation, Pomona, Minnesota, July 6th, 7th, and 8th.
That's pretty awesome. So. You know what, Chubby, we've been talking about these flyers, but I want to talk to you about this. We're going to change gears for a little second before we go into another round of intertribals here. I want to talk to you about this group we're going to play. You might find them on the powwow trails down in Oklahoma or maybe Florida or in Canada. They're getting ready to go up to Canada here, I believe, pretty soon. They're called Mike Bone. There's a great rap group.
Mike
Native
Bone,
American.
Huh?
Yeah. So we're going to play this song. It's appropriate because it's been raining a lot. Maybe people will like it. And then after that, we're going to go back into our powwow songs. But ladies and gentlemen, we're going to play some Mike Bone. Enjoy this.
Yeah. Where are my crunk niggas at? It's Lil Mike and Funny Bone.
Mike Bone.
Yeah.
Oklahoma.
I can guarantee my dad's background. Check me, keep on in, trap out. I'm a native, I'm proud to say. You can call me Hitman, I make hits daily. Rap that self, I'm from the Gulf Streets. Native got nature, making cold beats. Scratch that, they already know me. Hot tracks, when I rap, run it, go beat.
the blood, full blood, Christy again. Settle up, gon' add it up. The name for that bone, cause I hate it cracking up. I must be good, cause the money's stacking up. So gon' clap once, gon' clap once. I keep it quiet, keep the crowd proud. What? I'ma make you raise your eyebrow. What? Make you jump like a powwow. What? Get down, it don't matter how. I don't dance with wolves, I'm a native though. Put your hands in the roof, brain dance, oh. Do the rain dance, shout it, do the rain dance. Do the right dance, do the right dance, shout it, do the right dance, do the right dance, shout it, do the right dance, do the right dance, shout it, do the right dance, do the right dance, shout it, do the right dance, shout it, do the right dance, do the right dance, shout it, do the right dance, do the right dance, shout it, do the right dance. Shout it, do the right dance. Get a beat.
was somebody's recording. They forgot to turn it off. Hey,
oh,
God dang.
I have plenty of tapes like that.
God dang. Hey, we hope you've been enjoying what you're hearing today on the Powwow Trail with the Native Guys. I'm Russ.
I'm Trilby.
And we're the Native Guys.
That's right. Any listeners, too, if you have any music that you've recorded, different flute players, peyote music, rappers, folk music, whatever you got out there, man, send it in. Send us an MP3 file, and we'll play it.
Let us know. Put your name on it. Tell us who it is, where it's from. We'll play it. Heck yep. Yeah.
Even any Indian comedians out there, too. You know, we're trying to support any Indians out there, you know.
All of our Native community.
Indians, Natives, Skins, whatever you want to call us. So
whatever you want to call it. I don't know if you should have said Skins. That might... Hey, I'm not. That's a subject for a different time.
That's another show.
You know what? We were been on the Powwow Trail here. It's been going so quick. We want to remind you, if you're able to figure out any of those who we've played throughout this program, let Chubby know, or let one of us know who it is, and we'll give you that fry bread. And remember, Chubby said you can pull him away from his drum and go get him that fry bread.
It'd probably be like the only killer lead I ever have in my life. So
we're going on the Powwow Trail. We know there's powwows going on all this weekend, probably somewhere. We know there's going to be some next weekend. What do we know, Chubby?
Well, I like to think I know a little bit. What about you?
I don't know nothing at all. I know.
Oh, another thing, too, is don't forget we have the live chat room.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I forgot about it. Hey, there is a chat room. You can get in there if you want. It's about over now, but...
Yeah, you got a couple minutes to get in there. And
you got 90 seconds. Hey, goddamn.
And then we also have, if you want to send in any of your stuff, it's email is...
someguytalkingstuff@yahoo.com.
Or... hold3down@gmail.com.
There you go. Or you can find or follow us here, definitely, on the Blog Talk Radio. Hit that follow button and like us. You can find all of our programs. You can follow Tribby at his Twitter page called...
It is ThatNativeGuy_.
ThatNativeGuy_. And you can follow me on the Twitter. I'm at the Native Guy.
Well, yeah, I'm
at the Native Guy talking. No G on the end.
I'm at that Native Guy underscore.
Underscore. The Facebook page, you can find us at Native Broadcast Network. Always coming like the page, you know. Sure, we got about 1 minute left to go. We want to do a little bit here before we go out in the air. Great little songs. And, man, I've had a great time on the Powwow Trail. How about you?
Oh, yeah, I did, too. And everybody out there, you know, make sure to bring extra duct tape. Make sure to get your ending time sorted out. Put a new battery in that clock. So
you better get that battery in that clock. Hey, if you're going to get on that Powwow Trail this weekend, make sure you're bringing everything you need, especially that extra pair of cotties.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. So we don't have no top five this time, but we'll end this show with our joke of the day.
So what's our joke of the day?
All right, Russ, what gets easier to pick up the heavier it gets?
I don't know. What gets easier the heavier it gets? Ira, DJ Ira, do you know? Well, he doesn't know. What is it?
It's Rez Chick.
God, Rez Chick. We thank you for joining us with the Native Guys.
The Native Guy, Trilby here, wishing you a good day.